From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Caroline Ballard. Utah's lone congressional Democrat, Ben McAdams, has announced that he will vote this week to impeach President Donald Trump. KUER's Rocio Hernandez has the details.
Since he ran for office, Utah Congressman Ben McAdams has branded himself as a moderate Democrat who's willing to work with both parties. McAdams says he had hoped to find a bipartisan censure option, but as the full U.S. House of Representatives prepares to vote on two articles of impeachment, McAdams says he was forced to make a decision. He says evidence shows that Donald Trump abused his power and obstructed Congress.
What the president did was wrong. His actions warrant accountability. I cannot turn a blind eye, thereby condoning this president and future presidents, Republican or Democrat, to do the same.
McAdams says he knows his vote won't mean Trump's removal from office. The Senate is expected to acquit the president if the House majority votes to impeach him. Utah Republican John Curtis has said that he would vote against impeachment. Republican Representatives Rob Bishop and Chris Stewart are also expected to vote along party lines. Rocio Hernandez, KUER News.
Utah State Senate Majority Whip Daniel Hemmert is dropping out of the race for Utah's 4th congressional district. Hemmert was one of five Republicans vying to unseat Democrat Ben McAdams. Hemmert wrote on Twitter that he wants to focus on his family, his business, and his work in the Utah Senate. His campaign had received more than $240,000 in donations, according to the most recent disclosure, far more than other Republicans in the race, but far below the $1.3 million McAdams has raised. The Supreme Court has decided not to hear a case over ticketing homeless people for sleeping in public. The Mountain West News Bureau's Madeline Beck reports that this denial will have effects across the region.
The case started in Boise, Idaho, a decade ago when the city started using citations as a tool to prevent homeless camps. Several plaintiffs sued, calling this cruel and unusual punishment. In response, the city modified its stance and said it would only ticket people if there were no beds available at a local shelter. But the complainants said this was still unacceptable, as shelters aren't always a good fit and some have religious requirements. Eric Tarz is with the National Law Center on Homelessness and Poverty. His organization helped the plaintiffs in the case.
All this case is saying is that, you know, unless you provide that adequate alternative, you can't use law enforcement.
A lower court in the Ninth Circuit Appeals Court agreed with that argument. And since the Supreme Court declined to hear the case, that means Idaho and states across the West won't be able to issue these citations anymore. Boise Mayor Dave Beter said in a statement that he was disappointed by the decision and that it leaves the city's, quote, fundamental ability to protect public health and safety on its own streets very uncertain. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Madeline Beck.
Utah Governor Gary Herbert joined seven other governors from the Intermountain West on Friday in committing to boosting infrastructure for electric vehicles across the region. The goal is to improve electric vehicle access to major transportation corridors. Some efforts include educating fleet owners about electric vehicles, encouraging companies to stock more electric cars in western states, and creating and coordinating charging stations. Salt Lake County Mayor Jenny Wilson announced today that anyone buying firearms at Salt Lake County events like gun shows will have to go through background checks. Until now, sales by licensed dealers have required background checks, but private sales at gun shows have not. The rule will go into effect on January 1, 2020, and will apply to events taking place in county-held facilities. You're listening to KUER News. I'm Caroline Ballard.